Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. Meg Weigel. She's in the Public Health Sciences Department on the campus. And Meg, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, what is your real passion, your research passion these days?
Well, one of my many research passions, but the one I'm working on right now, is the investigations of household food insecurity in low-income households in El Paso and in Quito, Ecuador.
Is there a reason why we choose Quito, Ecuador to parallel El Paso? Or is that
Well, no, I've been working there for 30 years. And okay. So I'm comparing urban populations in the United States with an urban population in a middle-income country that's now going through nutritional and epidemiologic transition.
So tell us, what's the big issue here?
The big issue is the hypothesis that we're investigating is whether or not household food insecurity is associated with an increased risk for obesity and micronutrient intakes that are low, as well as growth stunting in children.
This insecurity, define it for us.
It means at the household level, because there are different levels. The household level, it means when a household's unable to either produce or buy or otherwise acquire nutritious foods that are safe, which means not contaminated, in socially acceptable ways. In other words, households don't have to go on the street to beg, or they don't have to do dumpster diving, or they don't have to scavenge for roadkill, or other kinds of things that are unacceptable. Or, for example, in vegetarian societies, they don't have to eat meat, say in India, in certain populations in India, they don't have to eat meat because they're vegetarian. That's socially unacceptable.
For example, I do know that the eating habits in North America are constantly being criticized. Mm-hmm. Too many calories, too few vegetables, and all the rest of this. And so, in fact, one of the issues is the availability of food, even in a developed society like North America. Mm-hmm. Certain low-income families don't have access to shops that sell the good stuff. Is that part of your program?
Yes, and we're trying to find out how people get their groceries, right?
Right.
And where do they buy foods? You know, what do they do when they have uncertain food supplies? How do they manage that? And food is only one thing that households have to manage. They have to manage a lot of other expenses, and so they're constantly balancing those, and we're trying to figure out how they manage those.
So tell us, from your studies, what parallels do you see between Quito, Ecuador, and El Paso?
Well, in both so far, in some of the studies that we've done, we haven't seen an increased risk for obesity, but we have in both seen they have low micronutrient intake, which means that they're not getting enough types of vitamins and minerals that are necessary in the diet in both countries.
And so is for example, I know the Pimo Indians in Arizona suffer from diabetes because they have a junk food diet, really. Mm-hmm. Does the same apply in Ecuador and to a large extent here in El Paso?
It's starting to apply in Ecuador because they're going through the nutritional transition where we see there's a rapid increase in the rates of obesity as well as obesity-related diseases like diabetes, hypertension. So the United States has already, you know, gone through that, and they're heading toward the post-nutritional transition, which we're trying to figure out what that is right now, but Ecuador is just now going through it.
This is a fascinating topic because it's something that affects the future of societies. If you don't get healthy children, you don't get healthy adults.
Yes.
And then they won't be able to look after their mothers and fathers.
Exactly.
You've been listening to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Our guest was Meg Weigel from the Department of Public Health Sciences, and my name is Keith Pannell.